then often use like our translation of Warren's body and the chanting that we do. But I haven't really used elements as contact bases. I'm just wondering if you have any experience with that, like more differentiation of kind of exploring the elements with contact than arising, you know, giving rise to feeling, rather than just like the body is just a thing.
You mean using the elements like earth, water, fire, air, those individual elements? Okay. Turn it up to Lumpa for a question. No? So, deferring to you if you have some insight. Okay. Nice try, right?
Nice try, right?
A little bit for me. You know, I haven't made contemplation of the elements a huge, you know, part of my practice, but sometimes, particularly with the form, the earth element, and to some extent the liquid element, because those are the real most noticeable components, particularly like in the contemplation of the 32 parts, which is something that I've spent more time with. But in some ways, I have the times that I have done it, I have found it a very useful contemplation, because it moves into something that's you know, less identifiable or less recognizable in the way that I usually relate to the body. You know, I have a lot of, you know, practice relating to different organs and different things, and things still sometimes fall into the illusion of somehow they're being part of self or being, you know, part of who I am, even by dissecting it like that. But when you get into just clumping all of those, say, you know, the first half of the 32 parts into, you know, this is just earth element, that somehow kind of takes away of this at the edge of, you know, personalness or the edge of identification, and just clumps it more, for at least in my experience, into a, you know, it's just earth element. That's all it is. You know, just like the floor, the cushion, the ground outside, and the same with liquids. So that's the advantage, I think, of doing that kind of contemplation. And for me, anyway, it has the potential of depersonalizing it even more than picking apart piece by piece.
It's striking in the little classic dictionary, the Buddhist terms. All the terms, when you look at the katas, the rupa, it breaks it down into the four elements.
That's the way Yamas defines it, isn't it?